This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. At least 78 people were killed in a stampede in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a. Al Mazira TV, the main television news outlet run by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi movement, said that several people were injured in Wednesday's incident, including 13 in critical condition, citing the director of health in Sana'a. The spokesman for the Houthi-controlled Interior Ministry said the stampede took place while merchants were distributing financial aid during the final days of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Fighting raged in the Sudanese capital of Khartoum after the warring parties locked in a power struggle failed to uphold an overnight ceasefire. Michael Atit reports from Khartoum.
Sudan's Ministry of Health Emergency Operations Center said the clashes between the military and rapid support forces left 270 people dead and 2,600 injured across the country. The ongoing fighting makes it impossible for VOA to verify casualty figures. Most of the casualties are in Khartoum, where the fighting has stopped essential services like power and water and forced most hospitals to close. Thousands of Khartoum residents are fleeing into suburbs or even further. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
The U.S. Department of Justice insists that the perpetrators and enablers of atrocities in the war in Ukraine will be held accountable for war crimes.
Russia has committed war crimes and crimes against humanity in Ukraine. We cannot, we will not let war criminals escape accountability for the aggression and atrocities they have committed.
U.S. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco urged the U.S. Senate Committee on Wednesday to provide the DOJ with more tools to strengthen its ability to go after Russian President Vladimir Putin and those who support the Russian war effort. This is VOA News. Two people are dead after strong storms moved through parts of the central United States on Wednesday. The fatalities occurred in the small town of Cole, Oklahoma. The National Weather Service began issuing tornado and severe thunderstorm warnings Wednesday evening in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Iowa, with forecasters warning people to find shelter. More than 23,000 customers were without electricity throughout Oklahoma. A ban on dozens of semi-automatic rifles has cleared the Democratic-controlled legislature in the U.S. northwestern state of Washington and is headed to Governor Jay Inslee's desk for his expected signature. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The high-powered firearms once banned nationwide are now the weapon of choice among young men responsible for most of the country's devastating mass shootings. The Washington law would cover more than 50 gun models, including AR-15s, AK-47s, and similar style rifles. The ban comes in a year that has seen the most mass shootings during the first 100 days of a calendar year since 2009. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. President Joe Biden welcomes Colombian President Gustavo Petro to the White House for talks Thursday that are expected to cover migration, climate change, and efforts to counter drug trafficking. The meeting comes just over a week after the United States, Colombia, and Panama announced an agreement on a two-month campaign to try to stop migrants from passing through the Darien Gap, a key route used by migrants traveling from South America to the southern U.S. border. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden and Petro would also discuss economic and security cooperation. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol will visit the United States next week for a summit with President Biden. The two leaders are scheduled to hold a summit and joint news conference on April 26. The White House says President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will host President Yoon and his wife Kim Kyung-hee at a formal state dinner later that night. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says Yoon will deliver a speech to the U.S. Congress the next day. Yoon's trip will mark the South Korean leader's first state visit to the United States since 2011 and the 70th anniversary of the two countries' alliance. Repeating our top story, at least 78 people were killed in a stampede in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a. Al Mazira TV, the main television news outlet run by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi movement, said that several people were injured in Wednesday's incident, including 13 people in critical condition. The spokesman for the Houthi-controlled Interior Ministry said the stampede took place while merchants were distributing financial aid during the final days of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.